afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
Think of it. If you're running PEDs in the Gainesville area and Will Greer comes to you and asks, do you have anything that could help my throwing? What are you going to tell him? No?
I think it's cute how you're picturing how all this actually works. Like it's like Mayberry in terms of PEDs.
I just swing on by the locker room, say hi to the guys. They let me in and I show them my vacuums. And they either want them or they don't.
No, I'm not.
I show them how the vacuums work. Why Florida football players would want vacuums.
Hey, Will. No.
Heard that you have some dirty carpets.
Chad and Kevin.
So, he's a dictionary salesman.
You would be punctilious in assuming that.
On the Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com. With the Longhorns play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
Hour number three on a Thursday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is producing, getting you the great intros.
That's a great, that's one of my favorites. I mean, I don't know if it's top 20, but it's, I think Kingpin is a funny movie.
I enjoyed Kingpin. I saw Kingpin in the theater.
Okay, I didn't. I should have.
That was one of those, but it was also one I went in with low expectations.
I did too.
I just thought, well, let's see. Is that Coen Brothers?
No, it's not.
No, it's the brothers who did Something About Mary, Farrelly Brothers.
Sklar? That's what it is. I knew there were brothers.
Sklar
Brothers?
No.
Farrelly.
No, it's the Farrelly Brothers.
I knew there was a movie that we were basing the decision on. So, yeah, there's something about the combination of everybody. Like, the way Quaid pulls off his character,
yep.
The way Woody does, and obviously, a Bill Murray for all time. The hair. He's got the Dana Holgerson.
He does.
And they've done posters
of
Bill Murray for Dana Holgerson now with the hair raid offense.
You guys know Murray's on my Rushmore.
Oh,
I'm a big Bill Murray guy. It may be his best. He's that good. And he takes the movie from like Carrie would have with Ace Ventura. He can take it from a level and then just soup it up because he's so brilliant.
Big Earn.
My was it Big Irv?
Ernie
McCracken. Right. Big Earn. That's right. Every time I watch a movie that contains Bill Murray, I have the same question. What the heck would this be like without Bill Murray?
Yeah.
Like, he's that big to me. I loved Ghostbusters when it came out.
First off, I want to thank myself.
And I
after he wins that thing, man.
And I even lived through Ghostbusters 2 in the theater because of him.
Yeah.
And I start to think, what would those movies be like if Bill Murray wasn't there? No disrespect to Aykroyd or Ramis or those guys, but
no, you can disrespect Aykroyd.
I think they'd fall off a cliff without Bill.
Do you guys know the backstory with him in terms of how he goes about conducting business? Hollywood?
No.
He doesn't have an agent. He literally has an 800 number that is connected to a cell phone, I'm guessing, at this point. That
I have one of those, too, but it's not for Hollywood.
It doesn't have a voicemail or anything. Sometimes he answers, sometimes he doesn't. And he has admitted over the years that it's cost him some really good roles because he hasn't answered the phone at the right time. But when he does, he tends to pick winners in terms of the movies that he goes
His
with.
His son opened up a bar in Brooklyn. And, like, if you go to Eater, the New York Eater site, like, half the time, or Page Six, half the time, it seems like Bill Murray's in there with food stuff. I guess he helped open the bar and was behind the stick servant. Can you imagine that?
No.
That must have been one wild party.
Yeah.
And then, like, a week ago, he was walking through Brooklyn and saw some restaurant that was opening and just popped in and had food and drinks with everyone and was talking about the bar. You should come see the bar after you eat here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Murray is a character.
He's grown some legendary stories over the years. Like he appears at random parties amongst like college kids,
yeah, or
weddings. He'll just pop into parties.
Creepy for anyone else.
Creepy for anybody else but Bill Murray, because it's
right,
Bill Murray's
the
coolest
you'd make
thing
fun
on the
of
planet.
Me.
And I should have. What if I came in and said, where were you? I was at the Theta House. I mean, you're at the Theta House.
What are you doing?
Is your niece looking to go to UT? No, I was at the Theta House.
Hey, Larry Eustace? What are you doing over there? Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I was about
sense.
To give some 90s names. Sing Ginny. No, not Ginny. Sing Haley.
Haley.
Or Bailey or Smaley.
Shout out to Bill Murray and all his movies. Nice.
My niece's name is Bailey.
Oh, Bailey.
So
there
I'll
you
throw
go.
Her in the joke there.
Is that an L-E-Y or an L-Y? Ewy. All right. That's like the drink, too. Baileys? That's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
You ever done some of that? A little Baileys Irish cream and stuff?
I have.
Isn't that tasty?
I think that's in an Irish car bomb.
Ah, yeah.
That's tasty. Because that's you have to.
Your boy, The Miz, wanted to start every night with that.
Really?
It's good.
Was an Irish car bomb guy?
Like two or three of them. I'm going to go vomit right now.
One is good to start the night out with, though.
Because you have to kind of set it.
It coats the stomach.
If you've eaten.
Yeah, sure. Otherwise, it just coats the stomach for everything else that you're consuming throughout the night.
Kiddos, eat a bunch before you guys start drinking.
I drank with a group back in the day that we would start the night with a shot of Jaeger.
Oh, God.
That's how the night would begin.
Are you still friends with them?
I haven't talked to some of them in a while.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But one night, my wife was there. She wasn't my wife yet. And she didn't. I don't think she had the shot, as I recall.
My 21st birthday at Pete's Piano Bar, I had way too many. I mean, they were just giving it to you. It was a Three Wise Men. Oh, like right now. I mean.
That's a potent one I've never had. I've heard of it. The Three Wise Men and the, what's it, the five?
Four Horsemen.
Four Horsemen, the three, yeah, Three Wise Men, Four Horsemen.
Years
and
later,
there's a five
I just want to
something,
vomit.
Isn't there? Isn't there like a...
Three Wise Men, Four Horsemen. It's a Four Horsemen, I think, that I was having a bunch.
Yeah, the Four Horsemen is a
and
serious.
And it's got Jaeger in there and just... Oh, my God.
Yeah. Somebody help me out if there's a five I'm not thinking of. Five-star general. There's a five-star general.
What's that?
I don't know, but I think there's a 3, 4, and a five.
Okay.
Whoever got the idea to go, that was a bad voice crack there.
What was the... No, my mom's not home.
What was the drink called where you just used a little bit of every soda at the fountain?
Suicide.
Whoever decided to go suicide with liquors at the bar, terrible idea.
I didn't get the suicide with soft drinks.
You know what Monkey Hastings does the suicide with now? Dasani flavored waters. She'll do that.
Oh, man.
She'll bust out on the flavored waters.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the Dasani flavored water.
That's so 2017.
She just pours a bunch of different ones in the same cup?
We go to a store that has the machine where you can get all the different flavors.
Oh, okay. They do it fountain style.
Okay. Right. They do it fountain style. She mixes.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
You press grape and you do that and you get
cherry.
You think
this cheapskate would have liked that? What are you doing about bottles?
No, we don't allow that. That would not happen. If you're just jumping in, it is NBA draft night
you still
in
have
Brooklyn.
On a toilet paper. Like, you know, count, right?
A limit?
Oh,
yeah, we count those. Yeah, you can't. Okay. There's no more than one at a time.
Good.
No.
I think you're being smart.
No, we don't have that. No,
okay.
We don't have that one. NBA draft is tonight, brought to you by, I can't believe Jay Billis doesn't know the house is on fire, and 6 o'clock tonight. I always enjoy, even if I don't agree with what's going on, I enjoy listening to Billis and Fran Fraschilla, and I guess they're going to bring Dickie V in on remote and all this kind of stuff. But, Kevin, we're going to stare. They're going to be staring right down the barrel of a first round with 15 or 16 or maybe 17 freshmen, and somebody's going to have to say it out loud at some point.
The league's only getting younger, and it's too young right now?
Right. Like, what? And then if they do ask someone about one and done, is Jay Billis really going to sit there and go, okay, I know what this looks like. You know what we need to do? We need to keep going the other way.
Yeah, just jack it up.
We need to let
notch
all
it up.
Forget about all these kids. We don't need to let them in this year. All these kids needed to be in last year when they were 18. It's like, okay.
Well, I mean, at some point, if you're ready to go your sophomore year in high school, let's just do this, right?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
Right.
What's the problem? And the problem with this sport is there's not that physical thing like in football. I'm not saying it's physical, but you know what I mean.
Which is also why the whole argument of you need to get these guys, they need to start getting paid quicker. The biggest sport to do that would be football.
Right.
This the is most durable, or even baseball. But baseball, you can if you're a big-time right arm, but you're still going to end up spending probably 3 years in the minors, wasting that arm. It's not wasting. It's called developing.
This is a sport tonight where you can play a long time. Pau Gasol's like 37. Manu Ginobili's 56.
Right. No, it's a sport that you want to be older.
You can yeah. And if the older guys would just figure things out like we've talked about, maybe they could even stay in longer while they're older.
That's the biggest question. I get why everyone else is taking the money grab. AAU coaches, uncles, the kids, the money guy. Why did Charles Oakley agree to this?
I know. And here's this is the scariest part of that, because when we talk about this, sometimes Oakley comes up and guys like that. Think about how long
because he was a player's rep when they could have
right.
stopped this thing.
But now are we too far past it? Are we? Too,
oh yeah, no, the fire's out, and now you're a bad guy. You've got coaches that feel like if they don't take this stance, that all of a sudden you're going to be. I don't know if they think you're going to be a bad guy if you don't like kids. I don't know what the problem is, because I don't see one.
And if you're an older player, are you to the point now where either through your whole time in the NBA, it's either been one and done, or you get to come out of high school? I think we're past that point now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no sentimentality for that idea. Now, somewhere, Charles Oakley had a drink with somebody, or some older guy from a couple, you know, generations before, they've had a drink with someone that said, "Now you realize you guys lost a lot of money," and explained it to him.
You mean like Rick Barry?
Right, like Rick Barry on the phone with us.
Now, I don't think 25. I think 25 is, I think that's unfair. We're not renting a car here.
Right. No, nothing like that.
Remember he said that? He goes, "I don't get it at all." He goes, "If I was in the players, I'd take it to 25.
Right. Oh, and he quoted.
His point was, it doesn't make sense for the players.
Yeah, and he quoted Kareem's. And, you know, I heard Kareem's talk about this earlier. Guys that, you know, those type of guys right now probably understand it. But whatever qualifies as an old guy in the NBA today, I don't think they have any clue.
And Kareem's like, "Yeah, I'm so glad I spent the 4 years there. I developed so much. I grew so much." And can you imagine if Lou Alcindor coming out of Power Memorial just for the 1 year at UCLA? "This is so unfair. This is unfair for Lou. This is about Lou and his family." No, it's not. It's about a sport. And with the NBA, it's about a business. They decide.
They should.
They should.
Yeah, and they do right now. They are deciding.
A lot of businesses do.
Yeah.
Just said rental cars. Well, why did they wait till 25? Well, they've done studies in terms of maturity. There's reasons for these things.
Right. A 20-year-old renting a car is a whole different world.
It's not a good thing.
They've realized it doesn't make sense. And then the thing today I talked about that scares me more than anything else, I cannot think of another sport that I love or want to love where free agency, trade talk, and stuff, not even forget the draft because we know what it is, but free agency and trade talk is so much more interesting than actual games, sometimes the playoffs, and sometimes finals games. I wouldn't dream of saying that about college football or college. I mean, the story with Derek Carr, that's never going to be more interesting than an NFL game.
No, of course not.
But the story of the Clippers maybe trading DeAndre Jordan is way more interesting than whatever they did last season.
It says a lot. I just think there's people that just don't. A lot of these people do know that are actually in the industry because I've talked to them about it.
Right.
But they kind of give you a look like, "Hey, man.
Don't say anything." Right.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What am I doing? I'm being honest. Try that.
Aren't you trying to save him at some point?
Right.
I don't know. A couple years ago, we had the thing with, we joke about Timofey Mozgov and all that money and the free agency money and all this kind of stuff. But at some point.
Is he in jail yet?
I don't think so. He's going to Brooklyn. In NBA, it's the same thing. That's what they call jail in the NBA. You get traded to Brooklyn.
He's probably going to hang out with Murray.
But doesn't there have to be a point when all the, man, I know they're making a lot of money, and I know there's a lot of stuff there, and the guys are getting paid a whole lot. I just wonder when, is there some point when it turns and somebody realizes, oh my God, we're paying they're paying a ton of money in the NFL to players in some circumstances, but they're paying lots of quarterbacks money, and those guys are making teams money,
and when you go get
league
your
is
money,
so healthy.
You deserve it. And that's what I hate about the culture and the rhetoric that we hear from everybody, SIDs, coaches, reporter, everybody is, well, I mean, just go get your money, man. You go get your money when you can. What, are we robbing a bank here?
Right.
No, we care about the bank.
Right, we should. Yeah.
I want him to deposit, and I want him to get something back. I really do.
Yeah.
But he's got to give something. And then you can take a lot back.
Yeah. It should work for both cases. We'll see what happens tonight. Obviously, the thought is that it's going to be Fultz and then probably Lonzo Ball. If that doesn't happen, then we'll have some wildness at the top end of the draft. And then you get to, a whole lot of guys with a whole lot of potential. And we'll see what teams end up doing what. We'll see what the Spurs do. Spurs have been talking about apparently top 10 picks with teams. With the LaMarcus Aldridge situation, it really feels like the Spurs have, I don't know about turned on LaMarcus, but the report from Stephen A. Smith is he feels like they've turned on him. He's now talking trade, and maybe the Spurs go into next year with, we know we want Kawhi Leonard, and we will put just about anything around him, but they may have just lost faith in what LaMarcus can give them.
Stay away from the Derrick Rose thing.
I agree. I don't think that makes any sense.
Patty Mills any day of the week because he'll be on the floor.
I don't love the Chris Paul idea, but I like it more than the Derrick Rose idea.
Right.
My God. And that's the other sick part of this thing. We talked about it. I know ad nauseum. I apologize if it sounds like too much, but this is the thing where I don't like an NBA where the Spurs feel like they're panicking, where the Spurs feel scared or freaked out by the system. Like, I heard Ketch today say...
I think it showed... I think when they look back on it, like I said, I think that the last couple of days, I think it's just... It shows that they look at the personnel, and there's just not enough. I mean, they can do some magic, and especially in a beat-up league, but they're not looking just to coast to be a two-seed in what is the weakest NBA of our lifetime. They're about winning rings, and they know that they got to get a lot better to get over one team if they want to win a ring the next couple of years.
Yeah, you're in the culture that, and maybe there are football teams like what I'm about to say, but to start a season thinking only about, well, I mean, we're going to be in the Western Conference Finals. We got to figure out a way to get past that and then, you know, move up and
there you go, Reese.
All that. How about that? Reese Davis, what? NCAA and NBA need to work together to find a better solution to one and done rule.
Here's the problem.
Who? What?
What has the answer been from all these people on that? Like you said, let's keep on going. No. We gotta stop this thing and turn this baby around. You get that, right?
They want to go younger.
We're going to a cliff.
They want to say, it's so unfair that these 19-year-olds couldn't have gotten this money last year. Let's make it 18. It's like, whoa. No. And that's why I've never...
Dude, it's just un-American, man. It really is.
Why don't...
It's really un-American. Yeah. No, it's not. It's very American. Actually, it's very American to set rules, especially at the bottom or at the beginning of the age limit.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with being ageist. On the back end of that, there are so many jobs and industries that we could talk about here that have, like I said, at Babbo, you would have to be, I mean... They don't write it down, but you have to be at least 45 or older.
Right.
And preferably with a dude. No, you know what I mean? There are just some jobs that...
Certain
you,
things,
you
right.
You can't... I don't want a 19-year-old broker. What about the musician? Well, doing it on his own. There is no MBA for him. Independent.
Yeah. The one thing I don't know in the music world, somebody might know this one, but I've heard of the analogy sometimes. What if you're talking about a 15, 16, 17-year-old, like somebody who wants to be a member of an orchestra? I don't know how that works. Like maybe there are 18-year-old, you know, cellists in an orchestra if they're that good or whatever. I don't know. That can deal with their schedule and everything that they have to do. So I don't know how it is there.
Orchestra, yeah.
But on an individual...
Talking about a rock star here.
Yeah. But on an individual level, if you're going out and you're performing and it's your deal, whatever, the kids that go on America's Got Talent, well, okay, yeah, right. If that's they're their own thing, that's not what we're talking about here. That's the problem, I think. We've confused the idea of... I am my own business if I'm a 10-year-old who can sing that well, and I am my own business if I'm an 18-year-old basketball player.
Right. You know why? Because this brand.
Because it's
thing.
About your brand.
Oh, God, I'm so sick of it. Let's cut that out.
They've turned that into something that's more important to almost everyone than the league itself. The two leagues we're talking about, the NBA and college basketball.
If you talk about yourself as a brand, even if you are one, so you can be huge. More than likely a serious douche as a human being. Seriously.
NBA draft coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll get you a little Adam Silver if we can once it gets started on ESPN. Probably Fultz and then Ball, and we'll see what happens after that. But a lot of moving and shaking going on around this thing
Joe Dumars.
Trades and all that.
He is. He's been enjoying life. I don't think he could guard Jordan right now.
How dare you? How dare you?
Dogging I don't blame on... him, man. I'm not dogging on him.
Joe Dumars, old school? Is that DePaul? No.
No, you're thinking of Aguirre.
Aguirre was DePaul.
Where did Dumars go?
Joe Dumars.
Oh, where did Dumars go?
Yeah, we're going to have to look that up.
It's small.
Is it little school?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Dumars. See, I don't remember that one. Do not remember.
Give me a second.
I'm going to give you a second. I'm going to look it up right here.
McNeese, that's what it is.
Oh, there it is. It is small. Good call there. All right, McNeese State. All right, Big Three.
You know that, Trey?
I did not.
No, Wikipedia knew it.
Yeah.
No.
He looked it up. He didn't give you enough time.
I know.
Looked it up.
I thought he knew that. He excited me.
Big Three coming up. Also, I got a little 535 crap bag for you. After my rant yesterday, I emailed Skittles, and they emailed me back. I'll tell you what they said on the horn.
All fails and mistakes, streets are blue. Almond looks, that chill divine.
Chad and Kevin with you on a Thursday. It's not an NXS I recognize. I recognize his voice.
Yeah.
I think you will if you let it go.
Yeah? Yeah? All right.
And we're leaving broken hearts behind. You missed the fire.
Mystify Me?
Yeah, do you not recognize that part? I guess you don't recognize,
the song. I recognize the song name. I don't recognize the track, though. It's a cool little track, though.
Mystify
like
is the name of the song.
Little blue, little bluesy. The bass player for NXS has a birthday today. They were one of those bands that did a weird show to find a new lead singer, too, after Hutchins died. That was kind of a sad deal.
Was it a reality show?
Yeah, it was. They did a thing where people came in, tried to become the new lead singer. And they found a guy, and they went on tour for a while, I think. Did an all right job.
Who would go on that?
And that's one that, you know, you're just kind of doing it for the other guys, right? You can't replace Michael Hutchins, but you try to do what you can and kind of do a, you know, do your deal.
So are they around now?
I don't know
if they're the new lead singer?
I don't know if they're still together with him or not. I would hope so.
They got the lead singer, though, and it's just, it's not replacing the Beach Boys drummer.
Right, exactly. No, it is, and that's another reason why I kind of link him in a way to Jim Morrison, because to me, once Jim Morrison is gone, that band is finished. Finished, over, you can't even think about it. And that's the way I thought of NXS. It's like, well, now that he's gone, it's...
Eddie Vedder,
right,
Bono.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're once those... done.
What are you going to do, right? That's just, it's got to be done. All right, so Big Three time coming up. Ready? Sponsor time, Big Three probably? Yeah, here
let's do
go.
That.
The Big Three. The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty. Any make, any model. Click AppleLeasing.com and see how easy it is.
Mm-hmm. The Oakland A's, they're trying to put a comeback together. It's 12-6 Astros.
Okay.
So the Astros were up 10-0 early if you missed it. They got 8 runs in the second inning. Bottom of the eighth. Your only concern if you're an Astros fan is George Springer got hit on the left arm in the very first at-bat of the game, and they think he's going to be all right, but they went ahead and took him out. They replaced him with Mariznick, and Mariznick hit a 3-run jack. So they didn't hurt for baseball today,
no.
But hopefully he's all right with that left arm.
Mariznick's 10th of the year, Reddick hit his 7th, and Gonzalez hit his 13th.
Good grief.
Still holding on, though.
12-6, bottom of the 8th. Rangers won 11-4 over Toronto as both of those teams had a little getaway day action today. In the NFL, if you missed it, it's official. Derek Carr, 5-year deal, $125 million. So at $25 million per, that makes him the highest paid player in the NFL. Congrats to Derek Carr. Signed through 2022.
And if it wouldn't be for his brother, maybe he'd be in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Man, I double-checked that draft yesterday. If I was a Texans fan,
it hurts.
It would lose.
It hurts.
Make me lose sleep. Because remember, if you're a Texans fan out there and you're saying, well, Chad, come on, Clowney, you could have had them both.
Mm.
Remember, Clowney was taken first, but Carr wasn't taken until the 33rd pick, and you picked before 33rd, 34th, somewhere in there. You picked right before that. You took an offensive lineman right before that and right after Bridgewater.
Who'd they take? Okay.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I was wondering if it was a kid from Notre Dame.
No. I don't know. I guess he's been okay. I'm not sure. But, man, if they could have ended up with Clowney and Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And it was the family thing that scared him.
It was.
They got scared by the big brother.
Yeah, you worry about nepotism, but not in that way usually.
Mm.
You don't think it's going to burn you that way. But that's where it just goes to show you. You got to take all that stuff out. You just have to look at the profile, take the name away, take everything away. Is this a good guy and can he play? Well, not in that order, unfortunately.
That is a rough one on Rick Smith's resume there. In the NBA, of course, we're getting ready for the draft. Spurs apparently shopping LaMarcus Aldridge. Chauncey Billups thinking about that offer from Cleveland to be their president of basketball operations. 5-year deal, apparently, is what he's been offered. Phil Jackson reportedly fell asleep during a draft workout.
Can I get back to Chauncey?
Of a top 15 talent, yes.
He always came off as a bright guy.
Absolutely.
A basketball guy. And
yeah.
I haven't watched a lot of his stuff, but I like the way he played. Even at Colorado, you could see this guy has a good basketball IQ. Mm. Being the president, I don't know if that's... And there's been a lot of guys that have gotten that.
They've also said he can hire... The idea is that he'll be able to hire any GM he wants, so I wonder... would be the next step.
Right.
Who is Chauncey Billups thinking of? Who would he know or who would he want to go after as a GM? Maybe it could work. I mean, the NBA's experiencing over the last few years, there's a lot of those situations. I just watched part one of the 30 for 30 with the Lakers and Celtics. I'm not done with it all yet. But that part one that reminds us that Pat Riley was a broadcaster.
Yeah.
And, you know, guys can come from weird places. Greg Popovich was in the front office and went to be the coach. I mean, sometimes it happens.
Were you not ready to get that thing started with part one? It's like 2 hours. It's like, can I see Rambis on his ass yet? I mean, can we get to the court? There's a lot of build up.
A lot of build up. I'm about to start part two, though, where they play.
It gets going now.
Oh, yeah. When they play in the finals for the first time, I cannot wait for that. NBA draft tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN. And tonight at 7, it's Louisville and TCU at the College World Series. Loser goes home. ESPN2 at 7. Winner gets Florida and has to beat him twice. Last night, LSU beat Florida State. Ping, ping, thud. And they will face Oregon State tomorrow afternoon.
Louisville and TCU. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we get here tonight. The Cardinals, you know, the Cardinals are talented. I just don't. There's something that seems to be missing with them, and McKay has just not been nearly as hot as he was. I don't know if McKay goes tonight. I haven't looked at the starters, but TCU, got to give them a lot of credit. When you've been there four times, you're not an easy out, and they're not an easy out. They just aren't as a baseball team. If you're going to beat them, you're going to have to beat them, and it's either going to have to be a performance like Fajardo, and you just shut them down, and nothing shuts people up like good stuff in baseball, or you're going to have to piece together some runs, but they don't seem to give you anything.
I'm kind of pulling for TCU in this game. I know they knocked my Aggies out. But
I got
I'm
no problem with them.
Kind of pulling for the Texas team tonight. All right, there's a little big three to get you set up for this Thursday. Again, we'll keep you updated as soon as they get started at the draft at 6 o'clock. Right now, let's jump into the crap bag for a couple things.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right. We got a Floyd Mayweather update coming up here in just a second. But first, I thought I would dig even deeper into my own insanity by reading you the email I got back from Skittles. So
you sent them an email?
I did send them an email. I've already called them twice, called the 800 number a couple years ago, and I decided to send them an email. So here is the email I got back from Skittles. Basically, I asked, any plans to add the lime back in or relabel the original bag? That's basically the question I asked.
Did they make you sound crazy, or is this something where crazy people like this should go? And so, oh, no, we get that question all the time.
See, I think they're used to people like me.
Okay.
I think they are. Because it was, thank you for reaching out to us about Skittles. We love hearing from our fellow fans and appreciate consumer feedback.
Is this a program like where inmates to get out have to take this job? Because just dealing with those questions every day.
I think it may be a program that just spits this email back at me.
Yeah, it's probably what it is.
Right. This says, we occasionally change the mix or formulation of our products to best meet the tastes of our consumers. While changes in flavor or recipes may occur, such as replacing lime with green apple flavor in this case, Skittles Original will remain at the heart of the Skittles brand and will therefore retain the same name. Translation, you ain't getting your lime. We're going to call it Original. Shut up.
Well, I told you this is semantics the whole time.
I know.
I know. That still bothers you.
I know. It says, we will continue to introduce new varieties that are distinct from the Skittles original flavors and will feature new packaging, names, and themes. So,
God,
yeah.
Could you just sound human, please, in your email back? Like, I mean, that is...
I hope I don't sound like that when somebody... When a listener emails us about something,
no, I don't know.
I hope I don't sound like that.
I mean, that was just covered in business jargon.
Ugh.
PC crap.
Man, oh man. How about this?
Corporate shillanese.
Yeah, right? This is the last part. I want to thank you for reaching out to us. Input from our customers like you helps us ensure we are always providing top quality products.
Which you don't think they are anymore.
Right. We will certainly pass your comments along to our marketing and corporate development directors. Your point of view, along with other comments we may receive about this issue, will be carefully considered.
And was thrown in the trash right away. Computer trash.
Sincerely, Jennifer Garrett, customer care representative.
Ooh.
Yeah. So thank
Jennifer
you.
Garrett.
Thank you, Jennifer, for getting back with me and entertaining my craziness and not really answering my question, but basically answering with, look, we're going to do what we're going to do, and we really don't care if you don't buy our stuff.
Yeah, that was as nicely or politically correct way of saying, just shut up and screw off.
Eat, don't eat, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. We're fine without you.
The good news is, for my waistline, my favorite candy of all time no longer exists, so I won't eat it.
Does Skittles put weight on?
Well, it doesn't help.
Well, I know it doesn't help, but how many of these Skittles are you eating?
Well, I'm just saying, I can think of it as a good thing that over the next, just since 2014, I haven't been eating this product. That's got to be good, right?
I love our formula and our recipes.
Flavors. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Flavors.
As a foodie, I thought you would enjoy.
When I think flavor, I think loads of high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so there's your update on that sick story. I promised not to mention it for a while. But the other thing I wanted to update, and I want to thank Trey for starting me down this path. We were talking Mayweather and McGregor By the way, so excited to hear that Kevin and Trey want to view this fight.
Yeah.
With me. I'm very excited about it.
I do. I mean, Trey, are you down?
I think Trey's down.
I don't think Trey's really into this fight.
Trey's ready to go. You're going
to
watch, aren't you?
I want to watch. My only stipulation is that I watch it with you guys and hopefully Brad.
Okay.
And we go from there and we can have some fun. And even if the fight itself is boring, we can make some very positive memories that night.
Yes. I think that's hopefully what
will look at me like
happen.
That.
I like that. It's a good idea. And
I almost came across genuine, Trey.
So the other day, we brought up Trey.
Is that corporate jargonese right there?
Yeah. Trey looked up the last time Floyd Mayweather knocked anybody out. And he found it was 2011. He's absolutely right. September of 11, he knocked out Victor Ortiz. As I thought about that fight, I'm like, wait a minute. Is that that fight or is it a different fight? It's that fight.
What fight are you saying that fight?
If you go back to this fight, Victor Ortiz, during the fight, committed an intentional headbutt. Okay? The referee caught him doing it and gave him a point. Like, took a point, gave him a point. He took a point away. So he brought Victor Ortiz to the center. He put up the finger for, I'm taking a point from him.
Gotcha.
Victor Ortiz was so enamored with the idea of fighting Floyd Mayweather, and he was so flabbergasted, for lack of a better term, that he'd just done this, that he went over to the corner to give Floyd love and say, man, I'm sorry, man, I'm so sorry. He hugged Floyd, and then the camera appeared to pick up him kissing Floyd Mayweather, like on the cheek or the head, or I can't remember where he kissed him.
Isaiah Magic.
He kissed, right, that kind of thing. And then the referee brings them back to the center of the ring and basically tells them to fight. Then Victor is still not done with the hugging. He wants to hug again. So Mayweather gives him a little more love, but then is looking at him like, dude, what are you doing? Finally.
Sounds like the NBA Finals.
Right.
Jagger and Bowie.
Finally, the referee did not do a fantastic job. There's no doubt about that. But all of a sudden, Floyd Mayweather just looks around like, what are we doing here? And Ortiz was not defending himself. Floyd hit him with a left and a right, and it was over. So the last time he knocked someone out is about 6 years ago, but it was a weird knockout, and it was a knockout because the other guy just stopped fighting.
So hold on, the fight was still going on?
Yes. The referee did a horrible job.
I'll say so.
Of letting the guys know. As far as I could tell watching the fight, I thought the fight was on. I completely back Floyd's decision.
But they're hugging?
The hugging as in, like, if there's a low blow in an MMA fight, you just do a quick little hand tap,
yeah,
right?
No,
like,
I
dude,
gotcha.
I'm sorry, right? Same thing in boxing. Headbutts or something like that.
They bring him together. I get it.
Right. They did it. He went over to the corner to do it with Floyd. And then when they came out to the center, he wanted to do it again. So Floyd did it again. But then it was like he wanted to hug him a third time. And Floyd's like, dude, at some point I got to fight here. And he realized the referee had already restarted. So he knocked him out. Crowd booed Floyd a little
bit.
That
is cheap, man.
That's what the crowd thought.
That's cheap. I haven't seen it, but it sounds cheap.
The crowd thought Floyd did something cheap. I backed Floyd because I thought at some point you got to fight and stop thanking the guy.
Yeah, but you're also the guy who, if you know the 15-year-old or 14-year-old doesn't take the tip, then you pull it back, yank it back,
right? No,
shortstop.
I got you.
Where was that?
That was at Sonic. That was at Sonic. So
you're a shortstop.
Shortstop. Yep. Yes, but I've never been there.
There's one.
Never eaten at
one
a shortstop.
Man Shack back in the day.
So here's your actual.
It turned into a smokes place after that.
If you don't want to count that, the last time Floyd Mayweather knocked someone out was the TKO against Ricky Hatton, December of 07.
He's 49-0, and he's got, what, 27 or 28 of those?
I believe that's right, but hasn't had one since 07. So if you want to go off a weird pattern, the last time he did it, it was a crazy Irishman that likes to walk into punches sometimes.
Hey!
That's what Ricky Hatton is.
That's what we do.
Except that, of course, Ricky Hatton was a trained boxer for years and years that likes to walk into a couple punches. As you'll recall, Ricky walked into that one. Ricky walked into one against Manny Pacquiao. Ricky Hatton's walked into a couple of fists in his career. There is no doubt about that. So I get the idea that some people think Conor could walk into a fist, but I'm really interested in this notion that if Floyd doesn't knock Conor out quickly, that somehow it's a big indictment on the career. There are a lot of people thinking, look, if he doesn't end this in three rounds or less, they're going to think a ton less of Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
It just adds on to,
yeah.
Again, all he can gain here is that 50 on his record, all the money. Conor gets every other opportunity to gain stuff.
I think it's just that extra payday, and he's got to be thinking, too, there's just no way. There's no way it's going to happen. I won't let it happen, meaning I'm not going to give him the opportunity to just lay me out.
And my question to you and to I heard Jeff Ketchum and Anwar talking about it the other day on
Orange
Bulls Radio.
Hugging, so that won't be an issue there.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, anytime you get in trouble in that sport, hugging's the only way to buy time. So maybe he does it a little. But my question to everybody is, what happens if Floyd Mayweather beats on Conor for 12 full rounds and he doesn't get the knockout? I'm a believer that you don't have to finish the fight to impress me. If you wear a guy out for 12 rounds.
But he should wear him out, right?
And it's obvious. Yeah, but I'm saying I guess for me that might be enough. If it's a clear 12 rounds to none.
Enough for what?
Enough to.
What are you trying to accomplish here?
Well, just to come out of it and be impressed with Floyd Mayweather.
Okay.
And just say, all right, Floyd, there you go.
I got you.
You do what you do.
But you're already impressed with him because you know what he is. You know what kind of
right.
fighter he is.
And that's, again, why I'm not leaning so much towards a quick knockout. I think right now, if I had to think about it, put money on, I think Conor could survive 12 rounds with him. He's not going to look good at the end of it. He's going to get hit a decent amount.
Doesn't look good now.
Yeah, and I don't know that Floyd will look like he'll look like he always looks.
Yeah, Floyd's not going to have a scratch on him.
Never fought. That one comes up, of course, August 26th when those two guys get together.
Got to give your boy there, Jason Tatum. You know, a lot of these kids, they do, and it's gotten like this where they're just wearing a lot better suits.
Uh-huh.
Not sure about Josh Jackson. That's pretty hardcore.
Is that a maroon suit? Am I seeing that color correctly?
All black maroon blazer, yeah.
He can make it look better than I can, that's for sure.
Yeah, but Jason Tatum looked good. He's in a tux, man.
Excellent. It's a good way to go. Nothing wrong with that.
Cleans up well.
I like the guys that just either go classy suit, yeah. classy tux.
Yeah, you can just go with a basic suit. I mean, I guess it is that one day and you're at that age where you can have fun with it. But this would be like looking back at my dad's wedding picture. What were you doing?
You know what?
With the suit, come on.
Here's where I'd have fun tonight? Shoes.
Shoes, okay.
That's where I'd go crazy.
Yeah.
Like a couple years ago when the dude showed up in like those spike-covered shoes.
Yeah.
Or mirrored shoes or something. That's what I'd do. I'd wear a badass suit with just the nuttiest shoes I could find.
He pulls that off because of his fro. And you got that big of a fro that's true. Goes that wide. And obviously it's black to go with the black tie, bow tie, and the black shirt. Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
I mean, for him, it does. He could look a lot better, but go with it.
And, and I hope that what they're showing on the screen is not true for Josh Jackson, that he's projected to go 5 to Sacramento. That's the pick I'm afraid of for every guy in this draft.
See ya.
The 5th pick, I think we're all going to just never hear from again. See Tyreek Evans.
Cowtown.
Remember Tyreek Evans?
Yeah, Memphis.
Yeah. Remember that guy? Remember the last time you watched him play in the NBA?
No.
Me either.
Yeah, never have.
Can't remember it happening. All right, there's some crap bag for you. Coming up, we'll see if we have any voicemails. 337-3776 is that number. Voicemails coming up, and then at 6 o'clock, we'll see who gets drafted. Should be Fultz and Ball. If not, maybe there'll be some excitement. That's coming up on the Horn. Wow. You all right over there?
No, it. I always thought as a kid, I was like, God, this guy is just about to lose one.
It's a sensual
song. Hope
you're
not seeing him live.
It is a sensual song, I would agree
with
you.
Yeah, we were fifth
there,
row. Yeah. It was great until that song.
All right, draft coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. If you're just jumping in, the Astros and Rangers have both had really good afternoons. Rangers won 11-4, and headed to the bottom of the ninth now, Oakland has got it to 12-9.
Ooh.
Yeah, there have been a couple games here and there where the Astros have blown a lead, but...
I want to look at the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't know. They were up 10-0 early in the game.
Carl, thumbs up, our resident Astros fan. Thumbs up for bullpen help, yay or nay?
Does he want the bullpen?
That's a stupid question. Of course. Okay, you're saying maybe not.
Okay. Yeah. I think they need...
What fan would you ask? Would you like to get a reliever to help out? Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've got, you know, the 90 Reds would have said sure to that. Yeah, I think we're good, but okay.
No, Kevin.
Yeah, no.
We don't.
No, and I don't want a left-handed bat who can really get it through the zone. No, I don't want that either.
Don't bring me a good starter either. Those
right.
are annoying.
I hate the guys who throw 98 and spot it.
Those are really annoying. Houston up 12-9, going to the bottom of the ninth. We will give you the update on that.
We will update the draft.
Yes, we'll update that. We'll try to bring you some Adam Silver. I'm sure the crowd... Now, at this point, does an NBA crowd boo Adam Silver? Because he got lots of love at the beginning.
I don't think so. Where is it again? It's not Philly, is it?
Brooklyn.
No.
They'll actually cheer him?
yeah, there may be some Knick fans that get on him, but...
Because most, you know, obviously Roger Goodell gets booed pretty much everywhere. I watched the presentation of the Stanley Cup. Hockey fans still hate Gary Bettman. They just roll that guy with boos, every word he says. So I'm just wondering, at the beginning when Adam Silver pulled off the whole thing with the Clippers and Donald Sterling and it felt like he was being really progressive and stepping up, then I think the fans liked him for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they are now. And earlier when we were sitting here...
They should be upset because he's... Someone has a gun to his head in some back rooms because he's completely flipped on what he was leaning towards 21 and older. And that is the last 6 months to a year. Someone got to him.
Feels like it's headed the other way. He talks about it like it's wrong. Something's wrong that the NCAA tells him it's wrong, that his players association is starting to tell him it's wrong. But yeah.
But they think it's wrong for the wrong reasons.
They think it's wrong, and they're headed towards the 18 thing instead of the other way. All right, 337-3776 is the voicemail number. Real quick, voicemails, Trey? Any voicemails today from the people?
Look at this picture, Chad.
On draft day? What's that, Phil on a subway?
Phil on the subway. Man. He's got these bright... Of course, probably size 19 yellow shoes. He looks like he's sleeping there. I fell asleep on the subway a couple times.
Too many cameras, brother. There's too many.
That, yeah, right.
Too many cameras.
I think it's awesome he's riding the subway.
If you and I lived in New York.
Yes.
And we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken that picture and just showed it to you.
Yeah.
Why would I need to put it out on social media? Who cares?
Yeah.
I saw Phil Jackson.
You would have given it to me and I would have posted it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. Any voicemail,
sorry,
Trey?
One voicemail.
One voicemail. Let's see what we got on NBA draft day. Voicemail.
Lads, you do an absolutely fantastic job. You're bloody fantastic. I know I said it once, but I'll say it again. Truth be told, I just got here from Scotland a couple of months ago, and you're the best thing I've heard on the radio yet. Please continue the excellent work, and we look forward to listening to you every day. Cheers.
Nice. Thank you.
How great is that accent?
I was going to ask you, for someone who does an incredible Scottish accent.
Well, it ain't that good. That was nice.
That's authentic, right?
That sounded legit, yeah.
That sounded legit.
Wait, what are you talking about?
That sounded like a, what, the accent?
Chad does an accent?
He's Scottish, guy. You didn't know that?
What?
We never let him know.
Oh, no.
We never let him know.
God. The secret is out.
And I heard you on TV today.
And Scottish guy never lived in Chicago, in case you ever wondered.
Wait, you heard the Scottish guy on TV? The
yeah.
Scottish guy
the
do
AC
a commercial?
Oh, the McCullough.
McCullough,
the McCullough
yeah.
commercial, yes, that is. Scottish guy's got a day job.
The Scottish guy sold out. Oh, my God, my day is ruined.
I was on the pot, and it was like Rachel Ray.
Not for TV, only for me.
Yeah, it's a good commercial.
Yeah,
it's a good commercial.
Yeah. To be fair, I sold him out. He didn't sell out. I don't know if that makes you feel any better.
Oh, I don't think he was talking about McCulloch.
Yeah, I don't know if it makes you feel any better. All right, there's your 5 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock hour coming up. The draft is about to begin. When Adam Silver steps to the podium, we'll try to give you the feel. Was that a little kid in a Ball jersey?
Number 2 LeVar Ball jersey.
They are.
LeVar. How about that? Way to go, Dad.
LeVar, right?
Way to go, Dad.
Yep.
Way to go. Lonzo.
Ketch made the same mistake today, and we're all going to make that mistake.
And why?
As it goes on.
Because of LeVar.
Yeah, because it's all you can think of is the dad. Lonzo Ball projected to go number 2 to the Lakers. We will see. This is the Horn.